From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Today on Air Check, we invite Amy Triondeflo to join us in the musical roundtable discussion and fill us in on the upcoming Porch Fest. And we also get an in-studio visit from burgeoning talent Joseph Lamar. Hope you'll stay tuned.
So as usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and share a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And today, Vicki and I are joined by Amy Triondeflo. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Amy, you are one of the organizers of Porch Fest in Colorado Springs. Quickly, what is Porch Fest?
About 3 years ago, some friends and I in the neighborhood thought about hosting live bands on porches in our neighborhood. We felt like it'd be a great idea to get neighbors outside celebrating arts and culture, and we know that's something that neighbors really value in Patty Jewett.
So it's sort of like a neighborhood music festival with different people's porches are kind of the different stages, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, what a fun backdrop to listen to live music.
I was wondering about the porch thing, too. Do the porches have to audition? Like, it has to be a certain right kind of porch? Or is it just, if it'll hold some amplifiers and folks, you're in?
I have to tell you, we're pretty choosy about the porches that we pick. We want to make sure there's great visibility. We can't have a porch that's very enclosed or it really, really messes with sound. And we want to make sure that there's a tree canopy so that the neighbors who are coming with their chairs to sit and enjoy music have some natural shade. We want everyone to enjoy the day. So we are quite picky about the porches, and there is no shortage of neighbors who want to have a live band on their porch on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, it sounds like you guys have thought through all the details when it comes to this Porch Fest, and we'll have some more questions for you at the end of the roundtable, but I want to start off by, you know, doing what we do, sharing some songs, and we've brought you here to share a song as well, Amy, but we'll save the guest for last. Let's start with Vicki. What have you chosen to bring to the roundtable today?
This time, I'm going for someone who calls themselves Nine Theory. It's a DJ. We'll talk more about him. And it's a record called Good Morning from a Nuclear Ghost. And the song is called Dimes for Nickels. And as you can hear, it's a very slow build kind of song, very down tempo, a little bit of trip hop in there. Nine Theory is a man called Gabe Lenner is his name. He's a mixer, a producer, engineer, singer-songwriter. He loves to just mix different genres together, and voila.
It's got a really great sound and definitely sounds like the kind of thing you could throw on and just like let it play for the evening, and it's the whole album kind of a similar feel.
Mm-hmm. And it's no surprise because I love people like 07 and Bonobo and Thievery Corporation. So if you're into just those electronic washes mixed in with, you know, organic real instruments, this is your record.
I felt like candles could be lit, the lights could be down, and it's really enjoyable and peaceful.
Great pick, Vicky. That's Nine Theory, the song Dimes for Nickels from the album Good Morning from a Nuclear Ghost.
Okay, Jake, we're going to go right to you. I always think I know so much, and then I don't, because you always pick something that's a new surprise for me.
Well, the pressure's on. I don't know if I can live up to that. But I am quite fond of the song that I've chosen. It's by a newly formed kind of super group of really talented musicians who go by the name Boy Genius. It's comprised of Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. They've been touring together. They're friends. They've kind of gotten together to create an EP that's set to come out soon, and they've released a couple of singles, and this one is called Bite the Hand.
I can't hear you, you're too far away. I can't see you, the light is in my face. I can't touch you, I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers in particular are two artists who I've really enjoyed their albums that they've put out recently as solo artists, and I think they are incredible songwriters, great singers, great musicians. It's fun to hear people kind of spontaneously decide, hey, why don't we record some songs together? Why don't we sort of see how this works as a trio? I think it's really great. I really like this song a lot.
I feel like musicians love to do that. They love to jam with one another, and they love to experiment with their music. And
right.
It's always so interesting to hear what it sounds like. So I love when people come together and kind of experiment with their music and different sounds. And I think it often surprises them what the finished product becomes.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's the joy of music, is really being able to collaborate with other people and kind of invent a new language together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got really talented musicians coming together and doing that together, sometimes, you know, you never know what's going to come out.
Yeah, I agree on this one. I'm thinking I need to get my hands on this record quick.
Boy Genius, also known as Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. And the song is Bite the Hand.
I can't love you how you want me.
I can't love you how you want me.
I can't love you how you want me.
Amy Triandaflo, our special guest, what have you brought to the musical roundtable?
Well, it's pretty natural that I would bring Woodshed Red's album that was released earlier this year in 2018, Live from Manitou, to the table here. They are playing at Patty Jewett Porch Fest on Sunday, September the 9th. I'm a big fan of local music, and Woodshed Red brings a lot of soul to their music. You hear bluegrass, you hear funk, you hear a lot of different rock and blues sounds coming out of them. Carry On is one of my favorite songs, and that's what I'd love for you all to critique today.
Got that classic bluegrass sound, but with definitely with a twist, you know, with the kind of classic bluegrass instrumentation, but plus the drums, plus, you know, the, I don't know, has a little bit more of a kind of funky sound than you might otherwise expect from a bluegrass band. It's super cool.
That's right. And I don't know about the two of you, but I really like to dance.
Oh yes,
I love to dance
a few times to this very band. You know, you mentioned Woodshed Red as a crowd pleaser, and they're so known for that, for taking a song and taking a classic rock song and putting their bluegrass or country or folk touches to it. You always end up dancing. A song like this, Carry On, reminds me of how very, very good they are, how talented these players are, and the way they come together, they coalesce beautifully.
And they're not a small band in terms of, you know, they've got a drum set and stuff like that. So how does that all work on somebody's porch in Porch Fest?
I will tell you, when we pick our porches, we look at the real estate of the porch. We have to be able to hold at least 5 players on a porch. So when we're surveying porches in the spring, we look at that. We make sure that there is space for drums and others to be playing their instruments and they're not so cramped. I will tell you, the bands talk to us about how much they love the backdrop of playing on someone's front porch with neighbors in the front yard. And last year we probably saw about 1,500 people throughout the day attend Porch Fest. So if that gives you any indication about what people want in Colorado Springs, I feel like live music is one of those things. And when we can celebrate local bands, it's all the better.
Absolutely.
Bringing true meaning to the phrase friends and neighbors. I like that.
All right, this song is called Carry On by Woodshed Red, from their album Live in Manitou. So that wraps up the musical roundtable, and we're very glad to have you, Amy. Before we let you go, let's get a little more details about Porch Fest. How can folks attend? When are some of the bands going to be playing?
Patty Jewett Porch Fest will be held on Sunday, September the 9th. Our first band plays on Royer Street at, and that is Clem Hammond and the B3s, Mississippi Blues, and a lot of local favorites in that band. Then you can stroll on over, bike on over, roller skate, whatever your preferences or means of transportation, to East Fontanero, where we'll be celebrating some reggae with Be Positive. And then we end the evening at 4 o'clock on Corona Street, where we'll be enjoying Woodshed Red. We have 15 food trucks on site that day. We have kids' activities at every porch. We really encourage neighbors to come out and listen to live music. And you can learn more information at facebook.com/PJNACOS.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to checking out Porch Fest.
Thank you for having me.
Just a note, 91.5 KRCC is a media sponsor of Patty Jewett Porch Fest, and our very own Vicki Gregor will be there emceeing the festivities.
You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.
If you are the executioner, you're the one who's being hung. If you are the one singing sad songs, you're the song who's being sung.
Joseph Lamar is a musician who grew up in Colorado Springs and is currently living in Denver. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, and artist who dropped his debut album, Quarter Life Righteous, in the spring of 2017. He was recently in town to perform at the Zodiac, and we got him into the studio at 91.5 KRCC to have a chat with Vicki and perform a few songs. Normally, his music is full of electronic textures and live instrumentation, but in this case, this very special in-studio, he performed a cappella for us, which was amazing. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Joseph Lamar, and this is About Love Concerning the Discrepancies Between Expectations and Reality, a cappella.
If you aren't the executioner, you're the one who's being hung. If you aren't the one singing sad songs, you're the song who's being sung. If you aren't gray and wrinkled, you're the one who's dying young. If you don't string along some hopeless fool, you're the fool who's being strung. But who cares? Love ain't metaphysical. It's not a cosmic thing. Just a fairy tale on a silver screen. I'm not bitter, I swear. I've just been around and down and out. I'm not jaded, I swear. I just know what I'm talking about. Yeah. If you aren't the taker, chances are you're being took. And if you aren't the writer, you're the one who hates the book. If you aren't a mover and a shaker, you're the one who's being shook. If you're not gorgeous, you're the one who breaks your neck, trying to take a second look. But who cares? Love ain't metaphysical. It's not a cosmic thing. Just a fairy tale on a silver screen. I'm not bitter, I swear. I've just been around and down and out. I'm not jaded, I swear. I just know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Love is the erosion of your common sense. Love is insanity and rainbows. Love is desperation, devastation. Love is hangovers and regret. Love is lemonade and cyanide. Love is ice cream and cavities. Love's a horrid battle that no man has ever won. And if you want the shooter, then you're staring at the gun. But who cares?
Hey, everybody, this is Vicki. You're listening to Air Check, and I have the extreme pleasure of being in the studio today with one Joseph Lamar. Thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. When did you first realize you were sitting on musical thoughts like this and a voice like that? Was that back into childhood?
Yeah, I guess I did. I grew up in church, and I would, I guess one of my music mentors, she told me a story about how when I was really young, I used to watch the choir sing, and my grandmother played the tambourine, and she played very well, and she sang in the choir. And I used to sort of mimic the rhythm she would play. Like, I'd have the Bible in my hand, and I'd be playing the rhythm she'd play on the Bible. And I was like 3 or so at the time. And I hardly remember, but she said, I saw you doing that, and that's how I knew that you were, you know, very musically inclined. And so, yeah, I started in church and started writing songs around, like, started committing them to paper around, like, age 12, age 13. And I guess music is something that I'm only really beginning to see how valuable it is, and that I do have, you know, not just a gift but skill, you know, and I've been working really hard at it, and I'm finally ready to really make something happen with it. You know, I'm glad that I've been able to learn about myself, and I'm glad that I've had a difficult journey, because being challenged, it's the best teacher. You know, adversity, it has a way of bringing your inner virtues to the surface. It has a way of making you rise to the occasion, and you become aware of what you're capable of in a way that perhaps you might not have without the struggle.
Was there a piano in your house? Were there instruments all around as far as when you started, you know, wanting to develop this musical muscle of yours?
When I was growing up, my grandparents did buy me a lot of instruments. You know, like the whole tambourine thing. They bought me a tambourine at a certain point because somebody said, you can't beat these Bibles up. You know, you got to get them something to play. And
yeah.
So, like tambourine, you know, they bought me a guitar when I was about 12 or 13. They bought me a little Casio keyboard when I was like 10 or so. Someone from the church gifted me some drums at a certain point. You know, so they really invested in my gift, and to be fair, I guess I didn't like with the guitar, for example. The first time I received one, I wasn't disciplined enough to learn, just because at that point I'd been playing piano for a few years and was kind of getting a handle on it, and guitar was this kind of foreign thing I didn't understand, and that I just didn't feel like playing it. But it's come back around, and I'm playing again, and it's been cool.
There are many times when I've thought of your songs being on a bigger stage, perhaps, and I was curious about how you're hearing it in your head and how you translate that.
I guess it depends on the song. You know, some of the songs start at a piano. But usually there's a seed of an idea that I'm trying to get out. I usually, to some level, hear the song in my head, even if it's hazy, and then I go and try to bring that into the real world, so to say.
And there it is.
And then there it is. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of Broadway? Have you ever? I know you're an arranger, producer. Fashion comes into your world, art. So you're a very visual person as well. Do you think of the stage or bigger productions? I mean, you've worked with children's chorales.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that bigger, you know, version of what music can do?
I do. I mean, I think big. You know, I've always been very ambitious, and I've always been very very eclectic, and I've always kind of wanted to delve into several mediums and use them all. And so, I mean, I want all of that, you know, Broadway, music, to get into film, to get into fashion, to get into the visual arts. I'd love to do all of those things.
What was your take on the music scene here as you were also being part of it? Did you have to set your sights directly on Denver, or did you feel supported here, you know, up to a certain point?
Well, I definitely felt supported here and still do, and admire a lot of the musicians who work in the scene, and fortunate to be able to call a lot of them my friends, because there are a lot of people in the scene who I learn so much from and who inspire me and who give me that level of I guess envy is a good word, you know, when you see someone who's like very, very good at something, like, ah, oh, you know, it, but that's good. I think it's a good thing to see someone who does something that, oh, I want to do that well. And there are a lot of people like that in Colorado Springs and in Denver. There's a lot of really interesting music and art that's coming out of Colorado. And I think that in the future, we are really going to build something that attracts people, you know, and I think there are going to be a lot of artists who go national, global, who live in this area. I think that's going to happen.
It feels like a very, very fertile time here in Colorado, mm-hmm. and the diversity of music has been just lovely. So yeah. A real pleasure to go out and catch bands and go out and catch artists. So to that point, do you think in terms of how you would like to launch a tour?
What I imagine is I'm going to pack light. You know, I'm going to try to streamline the performance, make it something that I can, you know, that I can do in different venues. You can do it in a coffee shop. You can do it in a dive bar. You can do it in a concert hall. You can do it anywhere, you know, and be able to hopefully maximize the profit and be able to cover a lot of ground. I'd like to tour slowly if possible. You know, I don't want to do a thing where, like, you're in a different city every, you know, night kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be nice for my first tour to be a thing where I get to, it's like you're traveling, you know, and because I don't really travel. There are a lot of places I haven't been. And so it'd be nice to have it be, it's a tour, but it's also I get to see the country or the world or whatever, and also be well rested in that kind of thing.
Well, that's a wise way to approach that, and I would wish you nothing but every dream coming true, Joseph Lamar. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today, and keep that music coming, because it's we need it, and it's so good. I put an exclamation point on the end of that too. So I do appreciate your time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Hi, I'm Joseph Lamar, and this is Whatever Dude.
I can't tell if my dreams abandon me or if I've abandoned my dreams. I can't tell if I'm delusional or if I'm actually onto something. I can't tell if the world's unfair or if I'm getting just what I deserve. I can't tell if my courage is justified or if I have too much nerve. Blah, 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 okay, okay. Duh, 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 I can't explain. Stinging feeling, growing pains. Am I growing wiser, more insane? Womp, 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 I'm not listening to your hating or your bitching. Don't want to be construed as rude. But yeah, whatever, dude.
That was Joseph Lamar in studio at 91.5 KRCC. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Vicky. And thank you for listening to 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck. There's always more information about our program online at krcc.org. And on today's episode, you'll find more information about the third annual Porch Fest. And you can also see music videos of Joseph Lamar's work. If you're on the go and want to take AirCheck with you, don't forget the podcast is available at iTunes and Google Play. For AirCheck and 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jake Brownell.